You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Good morning, and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, here to get you ready to ride on the gospel train this morning. That's right here from the Koval Kuvo Studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO in Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at kuvo.org. Well, the gospel train leaves out. That's every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. from the Denver Open Media Studios. That's 92.9 FM on your dial. And you can always check us out. That's every day 24/7 at Dawes2000.com for a moment of inspiration. Where our condolences go out to Rising Star Missionary Baptist Church, their family, for the loss of Reverend Jewel Smith, who was a great, great man here in our community, the senior pastor. His services will be held, that's Friday. Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m., but visitation is Friday from 4 to 6 on Friday. Also, we send our blessings to the House of Joy family and a special prayer to Sister Carolyn Beecham for the loss of her daughter, Senior Pastor Angelica Beecham, who passed away last week as well. So as the train that's like leaves out, coming to you and around the world, here's none other than Bishop Leonard Scott. We have Daryl Coley and the late, great Keith Wonderboy Johnson. So we have a great, great interview also with Luther Barnes coming up. So we want you to keep it locked right here on the gospel train, because we're going to tell you all about his performances as he comes to Denver October 30th at Central Baptist Church. God bless you. Keep it right locked right here on the gospel train.
Something about to happen up in here, y'all. Are y'all ready? You know, I was thinking back to the old storefront church. We used to have testimony service. I know we don't have testimony service like we used to. But old mother would get up and start singing her song. She would rear back and say,
oh, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, I'll never forget.
No,
never.
He used to say,
Hey, this is Keith Wonderboy Johnson. I have a message for you. I done
told you once.
I done
told you twice.
Now I'm telling you it's time. Whatever you're doing, I want you to keep this on your mind. And remember that I told you, Daddy done
told you once,
Mama done
told you twice.
Now I'm telling you it's time
to get close to Jesus Christ.
Oh, 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 yeah. I got a verse for you. It was over 2,000 years when Jesus
died.
Telling you it's
time to get close to Jesus Christ.
Ooh, I'm feeling good, y'all. The deacon done
told you once.
The pastor done
told you twice.
Now I'm telling you it's time
to get close to Jesus Christ.
Hey, good God Almighty. I'm ready for you to move with me. That's what I recommend. It's time
to get close to Jesus Christ.
For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, in our day's society, what I'm trying to tell you, we gotta be
closer to Jesus.
To Jesus.
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music that's right here on the Gospel Train. I do want to give a shout out to my friend down in Florida. That's Jackson. He's one of the great promoters down there. I'm telling you, he's a great, great guy. Great guy. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train. We got Pastor T.J. McBride coming out in Camberell. Got a taste of some Holy Ghost for you. So keep praising God. If you can't do nothing else, you can praise him.
Thank you. Edit at River North is offering a high-rise apartment homes in Denver's Rhino Arts District, providing amenity spaces, a rooftop dog park, and more near light rail, breweries, local restaurants, bars, coffee shops, and art galleries. To schedule a tour, 720-704-3340 or edit at rivernorth.com.
Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th. It's time for the gospel voice of our time, Ricky Dillard, live at the Rising Star Missionary Baptist Church, Friday, November 11th. Buy tickets at jammin1015.com. Ricky Dillard joined by the CM2 Mass Choir together on stage. A gospel Veterans Day celebration like no other. Ricky Dillard and the CM2 Mass Choir, live in Denver, Colorado, Friday, November 11th. This will sell out, so get your tickets now at jammin1015.com or at the Word Bookstore in East Colfax.
That's right. Ricky Dillard will be here in Denver. That's right. November 11th. So give him a call if you want tickets. 303-704-2974. That's 303-204-79. I'm sorry. 303-704-2974. 303-204-2974. Give them a call so you can be a part of that's Missionary Baptist Church. Now, one thing I know, they pray over there at Missionary Baptist Church. I mean, Pastor Jewel Smith, he was a great, great man and a great leader in this community. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you. Never Stop Trusting God. That's Lemmy Battles. And, of course, a little Zach Williams. Keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
Somebody. Here we go. Hello, this is Luther Barnes, and I'm riding the gospel train with Miss Walker, KUVO, Denver.
The Gospel Train is coming into your home and around the world. The Gospel Spotlight begins now.
Gospel Power.
Good morning. You're riding on the Gospel Train with Deborah Walker. And I have a special guest with me, Brother Luther Barnes. And he's going to be here October 30th at 4 o'clock p.m. at the Mile High Gospel Festival, where we would like for you to join us at Central Baptist Church. That's 2400 California Street here in Denver. Hello, hello. How are you, Pastor Barnes?
Walker.
How are you doing? God bless you.
I'm doing great. Good to hear your voice.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Good to be on the gospel train.
Yeah. We're rolling on by. That's right. North Carolina. Is that where you are?
Oh, yeah. That's where I am.
Yeah. See, we go into your house. And all around the world,
right on.
So we're coming to you. So I'm so excited to have you come to Denver. Is this your first time being in Denver?
First time coming that far out. We're in North Carolina and on the East Coast here. And so we are very much looking forward to coming that way. We got a couple of stops to make. coming out there. But Fifth Sunday, which is October 30th, will be there in Denver. And we are very excited about coming, looking for a high time in the Lord, looking for great blessings and great anointing. And it would be great to meet you guys.
Yes, it's going to be wonderful. I love your music. I mean, I've always played Luther Barnes. You have done so many different projects with so many different artists, you know, different ministries, different choirs. And I have somewhat followed your career. So for those that don't know, in my listening audience, tell me, give us a little scenario about your background. Like, how did you really get your ministry started?
Yes, I've been in music all my life. The last 30-plus years, I've been full-time in gospel music ministry, taught high school choral music back in the 80s. And since then, I've been working with my music. I'm also a pastor, and I'm a product of F.C. Barnes. Pastor F.C. Barnes is my father. He wrote the song Rough Side of the Mountain. Years ago. And so that's my dad. And so that's one of the songs I'm going to be singing when I get out there. I always feature one of his songs, my father. He's passed now, but we still represent him wherever we go. And I've got some oldie-goldies. They said I wouldn't make it, but I'm still holding on. God's Grace, we sing that. Look to the Hills. So many we have that we can sing for you. So if you look me up and you have some requests, glad to do them.
Okay.
For your faithfulness, it's your time. That song, we went to the Grammys with that song early, I think it was 2004. It's your time, for your faithfulness. So I have a lot of music, and I have my music with me when I get out there, and it'd be good to fellowship with you guys and whatever other artists that may be on the program that day. We're just going to fellowship together and give God praise. Just glad that we're still functioning for this this pandemic. Of course, it's still going on, but God has kept us through the COVID, and we're still alive and still able to give him praise. So I'm thanking God even now. For the opportunity that he's given me to come to Denver.
Well, speaking about your father, and when you mentioned that song, it took me back to the Caravans and Albertina Walker and all of the old Saints.
Oh, yeah. All the good friends of mine.
You're coming to the, that's right, you're coming to the Mile High City. And it's the Rocky Mountain High, and I'm telling you, you are a mile high closer to God, and we really, really appreciate that. You're going to truly feel the anointing, and that is what
it's really.
Yes, it's going to be a great, great experience. One of my last questions that I have, what is it that you can say to our audience out here that will really, really minister and motivate them to really stay within the Lord, especially our young people?
Well, all you have to do is look around and see what God is doing. I know we hear of the bad things, but there are more good things happening than bad things. Just the bad things get more attention. But God is keeping us. He's giving us food to eat, clothes to wear, the weather, you know, so hope we can get around and do what we need to do. In spite of our problems, God is still blessing us, and he's keeping us, and he's providing for us. So don't lose faith in God. Keep your faith strong, and also witness to others, especially our children. Don't leave them out. Don't leave them home. Take them to church with you and teach them the word of God, that they may be strong and can stand in these last and evil days. So we all need the Lord, so don't leave them out. They are good kids. They just need some foundation and some direction. And that's up to us to give that to them. God is still good. He is still God. So we still look to him for all that we need. Just be encouraged. Amen.
Praise God. Okay. That is Pastor Luther Barnes and the Sunset Jubilaires. They're going to be here October 30th. That's next weekend at 4 o'clock. That's going to be at Central Baptist Church at 2400 California Street here in Denver. And we want each and every one of you to come out and support, because this is the Mile High Gospel Festival, and it is going to be off the hook. So tell me, Pastor.
Yes.
What is your favorite? You got a new album out. We have God's Grace. We have Look to the Hills. What is your favorite song out of all of those?
Look to the Hills is becoming my favorite. God's Grace has been a favorite all over, everywhere we go. I like to go back to I'm Still Holding On, For Your Faithfulness Is Your Time. But the latest one now is Look to the Hills, From Whence Cometh Your Help.
Yes.
All your help comes from the Lord. You got to know that it's going to get better. It's going to get better for me. That's a part of the song. It says it's going to get better. Got to speak it and know that it's going to get better.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so why don't you take a moment out and why don't you introduce it for us?
That's all right.
Right here.
God bless you.
That's
coming
right.
Up.
That's right. Coming up.
Yeah, Look to the Hills from Luther Barnes on KUVO Denver. God bless you. Enjoy.
Thank you. God bless you.
It's a Monday morning and another long week I have to face. So many problems I have to solve. So much going on. It seems like there is never enough money to do all the things that I have to do. I sit down and I wonder how I'm gonna make it. What am I gonna do? Pain in my body. Lord, what is this? What is it now? I've got to go down to see my doctor. Got to see what's going on. I can't afford to get sick. It's not the right time. Oh, please, not now, Lord. I'm gonna look to the hills from which comes my help. All of my help, it cometh from the Lord. It's gonna get better for me. It's gonna get better.
That's none other than Pastor Luther Barnes, who's going to be here at Central Baptist Church. That's 2400 California Street in Denver. Give him a call at 303-296-6618 for more information or to get your place in line. You got to be there. Join me and many others that are going to come and just share a word of music with him. He is such a great artist, and this is the first time, so we really want to give him a lot of blessings and a lot of love. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you. Here's none other than Patrick Dobson with his brand new release, There Is a Name.
There's a name I know that's contagious. Say it one time and the whole place changes. Hands go up as we surrender to the Savior. I know that he will hear us. That's higher, that's greater. It is the name that saves us. And it is the name that will last forever. When we mention his greatness, and the people start to praise him and sing glory, hallelujah. There is a name that's greater. It is the name that saves us, and it is the name that will last forever. There is a name that I can call a name. And it's above all this name, victory to us. Jesus, talk about his name. His name, all that I need. His name gives me all authority. Frustrates my enemy. His breath and light to me. His name, all I need. Gives me all authority. Frustrates my enemy. His name is life to me. Somebody warn your son, Jesus. Oh, how we love the name, Jesus. He is, Jesus. He is. There's only one name. Oh, Jesus. The name.
Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th. It's time for the gospel voice of our time, Ricky Dillard, live at the Rising Star Missionary Baptist Church, Friday, November 11th. Buy tickets at jammin1015.com. Ricky Dillard joined by the CM2 Mass Choir together on stage. A gospel Veterans Day celebration like no other. Ricky Dillard and the CM2 Mass Choir, live in Denver, Colorado, Friday, November 11th. This will sell out, so get your tickets now at jammin1015.com or at the Word Bookstore in East Colfax.
Or you can give them a call at 303-704-2974. That's 303-704-2974. I finally got that number correct. Anyway, I want to remind you that the group Fly Girls, that's Jackie's local chapter of Bessie Coleman's organization, the Denver Public Schools, and a handful of individuals, they would like for you to join them Saturday, October 29th at 7:30 a.m. They're going to do this Fly Girl thing. She has this great, great organization. And I'm telling you, it's amazing what she's doing with these youth. And if you're interested and you really, really want to have more information about what they're doing. I mean, you really have to give them some support. And just log on to youngeaglesday.org. That's youngeaglesday.org. And give them some love. Or if you're interested in maybe some of your young youth in your home to be a part of it, then let them know, because she's looking for all these young people that are interested in flying our friendly skies. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music right after this.
Community, culture, and music. KUBO is Colorado.
Check it out, y'all.
There have been times in my life
I'm tired and I want to give up.
I've been wondering why.
Why's the world getting so crazy?
Still somehow I believe.
Come too far to die now.
Always survive.
If you're a survivor, get up. Let's get it.
Join someone in the morning time.
It's coming in the morning.
I said, people may endure for a night.
You're locked to the best of great gospel music that's right here on the Gospel Train. As we roll back, it's about that time for us to get back to the station. But no matter what you're going through, remember, joy comes in the morning. So you just got to endure, because God has a blessing for you. We open this set with a brand new one from Kirk Franklin, talking about declaration. And of course, that was none other than Dedrick Hatton with his brand new release, Here Comes the Joy. Keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train. That's every Sunday at 8 o'clock. We'll be bringing you more blessings and music that will inspire you and hopefully continue to bless you in many, many ways. Remember to go with God in all of your ways and always share that blessing and that love with each and every person that you meet. I want to give a shout out to my friend Ricky Reynolds, who requested this song, and I'm going to play it. We're going to have Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions take us home with none other than People Get Ready. God bless you, and God willing, I will see you next week.
Against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready, there's a train coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the Jesus humming. Don't need no ticket, you just
God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel's guide uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. Till
listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.